When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Detroit and Houston on the TV here in the studio. And, well, you know what? I'm going to save it for about 20 minutes from now because I'm going to give him credit. JP broke my ankles yesterday with a take that he had that gave me the old Bruce Arians double take. You just snap your head in the different direction and say, what the hell are you talking about now? We'll get to that in about 20 minutes, respectfully. You guys know I love my boy JP. But I will say, mad at Andy Roth today. It is his last week with 92 Through the Fan. If you guys haven't heard that news, whoops, but now you have. I know the Morning Boys talked about it as well. I've heard people talk about it. So if you haven't heard it from me, well, that's probably a failure on my part. But last night we had like a little thing for Andy to go, a surprise function. I would like to point out that just to push back the Morning Boys, I don't think Mitch ruined anything. There was aspersions being cast that Mitch had sullied or ruined the surprise. Guys, the surprise was never going to stick until 5 o'clock yesterday. We have so many people that work here full-time and part-time. Somebody was going to give it away. The fact that the surprise lasted until 5 o'clock yesterday was with as many Gabby people as we have here. Like, you guys got it. I'm sure you're like, oh, well, it can't be that dramatic. We can't have that many people that talk off air. That's all most of us do. I'll throw myself in there. I can be a bit of a little gossip myself. I'm not as bad as some. I won't say their names, but you can guess who they are. But it was not Mitch's fault. But ever since I had heard about this shindig, my thought had been that I was going to Irish goodbye Andy at his own party. And the idea is that I come from a family of elite Irish goodbyers, which is where, if you don't know what that means, where basically, if you're at a party, you don't tell anyone you're going, you just bounce, and like 40 minutes later, they're like, where did Keith go? Where did Nick go? Where did Jake go? Where did Kayla go? And the satisfaction that you know, because you usually get a text like 3 hours later, are you still here? And then the other thing is you ghost the hell out of them. You don't let them know. Right? It's even funnier. But I come from a line of elite Irish goodbyers. My uncles, I mean, you'd just be hanging out and they'd make you laugh. And they'd look like 2 minutes later and they would have gone for a smoke. They'd be 30 minutes away. You didn't realize how time worked, that it would have been 2 minutes since he made you laugh and he's 30 minutes down the road. My older brother, and I will admit this, I love my older brother. He's 8 years older than me. A really good dude. I'm a little jealous at how good at the Irish goodbye he is. Because I think I'm pretty damn good at it, right? So much better than me. Nice quiet, which helps his case. But the amount of times at family functions, he's happy. He's enjoying himself. And he's just like, where'd David go? I don't know. Yeah, gotcha again. And so I thought my contribution to Andy Roth would be to let him know that I was there and at the right time, tell no one and just walk away. And that SOB, Irish goodbye, pretty much the rest of us. He's bounced. I know he had a family function to get to, so let's not act like he was being a jerk. The guy just, it was one of the, and I'm like watching him walk away, so so maybe not the full Irish goodbye, because it was in plain sight. But he completely, for 2 weeks I had thought about this idea of hitting Andy Roth with the Irish goodbye, and they didn't even have the common courtesy to let me pull it off. Hi, Andy, how you doing?
You really have nothing else to talk about today except this?
I talked a little bit about Deshaun saving the Browns. Would you like to comment on that real quick?
Sure. What about it?
No. That's how co-hosts work is I have espoused the theory.
Hi, it's Andy from Cleveland. How are you? Can I be on the air?
No, you're not a caller. You're a member of the station. You're supposed to, you've been here 13 years. You should know how this works. Mm-mm. Why did you Irish goodbye us?
I did not.
You Irish goodbye.
Let me get this perfectly clear to everybody. First of all, I knew that it was going on. Mm-hmm. Number one.
When did you know?
Earlier in the day when Jeff Thomas actually said, hey, you want to go out for lunch next week? And I was already going out with Keith and already had the idea that might be a surprise. So I bought RTA to make sure I didn't drive down.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple other things happened during the day. I'm like, yep, this is definitely happening.
All right. So it was context clues.
Of course.
So you kind of threw Jeff under the bus there.
Of course.
He didn't say, am I going to see you at the party later, which is the most obvious broken surprise party trick there's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, let's blame it on Jeff.
No. Let's get back to the real point of this conversation.
All right.
Why would you want to do that to me after we brought you back from Charlotte?
Makes it even funnier.
It's not funny.
It's very funny.
It's not funny.
Yes. The idea
it's
that...
It's hard enough to leave this place, and then you're going to do that to me?
Yeah, that's even funny. Listen, mm-hmm. you're yep. in my relationship.
I just want everyone in Cleveland to know that this guy came back to Cleveland. The only thing he wants to do on my way out is to basically give me the cold shoulder.
Wait. Did I say hello?
When?
When I first got there.
Yeah.
Did I announce my presence with authority?
It's hard for you not to announce your presence.
That's fair. Did I sign your card?
Which card was this?
I signed one of the cards. There
okay,
were two
that's
cards.
Great. Uh-huh, great.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to sign two cards. That's a lot of work.
That's really nice of you. Thanks for signing a card.
But then, did we have a conversation? I think we did. Did we? I think we had a good... Listen, I'm not... With a crowd of people, I'm not getting mopey and sad. I'm not going to be like, I'm going to miss you, man. But my point is, I said words to you.
This is entertaining.
Did I say words to you?
Yes.
All right, so I fulfilled my obligation.
So then you just give someone the cold shoulder.
That's not the cold shoulder. The mm-hmm. Irish goodbye is the freest form of love there is. It is, I love you so much, I'm not going to burden you with a 20-minute goodbye.
Okay.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Ayla?
Yes.
This is entertainment? This is what we hired you to do, to listen to this crap?
It's my favorite.
Okay, just making sure.
I think I'm starting to see why he's leaving.
Me?
No. You Irish goodbyes.
I did not. I had to talk to my son, who's in college, and when he says that it's time to talk, we talk. Can we talk about something else?
No. Let me ask you. Did I get a goodbye yesterday?
Do I care?
You should have.
Why?
Did I get a goodbye yesterday?
Who's the goodbye party for?
For you.
So why do I need to say goodbye to you?
Because it's your party. You're supposed to say goodbye to everybody.
Nope. Well, first of all, I did. We took a picture together.
And nobody said goodbye while the picture was happening. I don't remember that.
Why do you take the picture then?
To commemorate you.
So again, we're trying to be entertaining on the air.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so
you're
just
dragging
want
down
this
the segment
be-
here, not me.
I don't like you one bit.
That's fair. That's fair.
So can we really talk about one thing that you were yelling at, yesterday in here, and you were referencing on the air that Peter Lynn had you what about baseball?
So it's funny. I'm not even going to mention the AJ Hinch thing coming up in 10 minutes. No, he had me, but he did. He had me. What was it? Antsy in a Pantsy? What did I say?
You're what? Really going to miss me, aren't you?
Sure.
You can't remember a thing that you want to talk about this segment, but you can remember trying to, Irish goodbye your boss?
No, we were going to talk about Rodney McLeod here, and then you came in and blew up the segment.
What do you mean? Hold on one second. Let me see
what it
says
here. That's right in front of you.
At segment 344, Andy's Irish goodbye. I don't see anything here. In fact, the other, nope. Do I see anything about? No. It says one segment, Andy's Irish goodbye.
I don't know if you see this sound before.
You mean the thing you didn't get to?
Yeah. No. Because you're
okay.
in the studio now.
I understand. No, Nick, you do a very tight show, and that you throw your boss who's leaving under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And if, these cameras were on, I would show everyone exactly what was planned this segment, which is part of the reason I came in to give you grief.
Mm-hmm.
I also had a thought that I wanted to make sure that everyone knew.
Sure. That's great radio, by the way.
You're welcome. It says Andy's Irish goodbye.
Yeah.
You Irish?
Yeah. Half Irish.
Okay.
Half Hungarian.
Am I Irish? Am I Irish?
No. You're not Irish. But I think you might be not Irish.
You'd be a lot cooler if you were.
I haven't seen your 23andMe, so I don't know.
My point's this.
Yeah?
Just a little advice for all those people out there who have people. Surprise parties thrown for them that they don't want and then have to take pictures that they don't want.
Yeah.
Because really it was hard enough to go to the party in the first place.
So hard. Everybody really loves you. Yeah. It's really tough.
Don't talk about it on the air. Do something that's more entertaining than this. That's all I came in here for. You wasted 10 minutes of people's time.
People.
Of this. When you have not only sports to talk about, but something entertaining maybe about yourself and not the boss who's leaving.
I mean, in fairness, I was going to waste 5 minutes of it, and then you came in.
There's nothing else on the sheet. It says Irish goodbye.
I am not beholden to the sheet. I am a free man in the freest country in the world, sir. I can do as I please. Kayla, did I say I was going to carry over the Rodney McLeod sound?
He did, but...
Ah!
But, to be
for
fair,
the record, he's... Never on time for anything.
He never.
So I just want to tell everybody out there who's listening that this was my last shot really to get in on this guy.
Yeah.
Since he's going to be with someone else for the next 2 days after this. So
yeah.
I really wanted to take this time to thank you, Nick, for paying such a dear tribute to me on the air and also wanting to give me an Irish goodbye, which I never even heard of before this.
It's not Andy O'Roth. Sorry, I've been waiting on that one. Would you like to tease?
Thanks, Nick. No.
Can I get back to?
No, you can tell people that you're going to get back to sports and entertainment next. How about that?
We will get back to sports and entertainment next.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.